Phoneboy Speaks, episode 926. Go read a book, a real book. I personally don't read all that many books. And when I do read books, I like to read real books. And I don't mean, Kindle or whatever. I mean, which have become very, very popular because it becomes very easy to have many books in a very small space. And, in the Kindle and all these different e-readers have tried to do a number of things to simulate reading a real book. But I don't know. For me anyway, there's just something about a real book. And there's less distractions. It doesn't have any technological fails. It's a simpler thing, and it's never gonna, I'm never gonna have a DRM incident with a physical book, and even my wife and my kids, right? I mean, they're tech savvy folks, but my wife is pretty much has never wanted to read from a Kindle type device. I mean, we did for some trips. I think we did a Kindle Fire type tablet and she'll do it just for practical reasons. But as far as like what she enjoys reading, she goes to the library and gets real books. And I tend to agree with her that if I'm going to read a book, I want to read a real book. I don't want to read a book on a computer screen. It just seems better that way. And in fact, the science suggests that that's probably much better for you. It definitely reduces your stress, or at least that's what they say. It can help keep Alzheimer's at bay, which is kind of an important thing. And it also helps, you also just have better comprehension when you read from a real page. And honestly, I mean, yeah, I find sometimes when I'm reading type on a screen that, especially if they've chosen a really poor font. It's a hard thing. Sometimes the more sort of digital audio conversions that go on, the worse the problem gets. I mean, I know I have it with audio. I, for example, cannot have a phone conversation on a Bluetooth. Aside from the delays on it, it's like my brain has to spend a little bit too much time processing the voice. And so it actually kind of hurts my brain after a while. And I'm guessing that reading's kind of the same thing. I think it's just personally distracting to sit in, the same screen I might read, that I've got like 50 other little pages up that I can go read. Something satisfying about reading a book. And the science suggests that it's it's just much better for you to read a real book. So I'm not being a Luddite. I'm probably the farthest thing from a Luddite, but something about reading a real book. If you're going to read a book, then read a real book. And it's kind of what we've encouraged the kids to do. They read real books when they're not goofing around on the computer or whatever. It's just better, and you get more out of it actually by reading it, and it's maybe why some people still read newspapers. I don't know. I mean, although newspapers are getting harder and harder to find these days, but there's something to be said for reading actual paper, an actual book, and I think ultimately society, right? I think we'll be the worse off for it when we finally get rid of digital, or not digital, but get rid of paper, because there's something about it that digital cannot replace, and will never be able to replace, at least in my opinion. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.